what I think everyone should use is Smart Send Time. Nowadays, I think it's very common in most email tools. So basically, the email software predicts when is the best time to send out the email campaign.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method like email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. Now, I want to start this episode with a little shout out to Natasha Wysocki Douglas. I hope I've said your surname correctly, Natasha. And Natasha did a lovely post about us on LinkedIn where she was sharing her top three marketing podcasts and put Keep Optimizing, this podcast, at number one alongside two amazing other shows, the Digital Marketing Podcast and Social Media Examiner. How am I in the same ranks as Michael Saltz now? I mean, that makes no sense at all. Natasha, thank you so much for doing that. So you totally deserve a shout out for that because it made me and my team's day when we read that LinkedIn post. So thank you so much for doing it. If you want a shout out, you know what to do. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or do a post, lovely post about us on social. And when we see it, we will add it onto my script for a future podcast episode. This month, though, we're not about shout outs. We're all about email marketing. Last episode, we got into using A-B testing to improve your email marketing from subject lines to abandoned basket flows. This time, we're looking at predictive analytics and how that can help you improve your email marketing. So my guest is going to be talking to us about how the predictive stuff that's built into your email marketing system can help you improve the results of your email marketing. Could be when to send, could be who gets the messages, various bits and pieces that are increasingly being built into our email marketing platforms. He's going to be taking us through when they work best, how to use them, when they don't work so well, because there's both the platform ceilings you have to get to enable it, and then there's the point at which it actually becomes really worthwhile reusing it. So prepare to learn some really interesting things, some tips and tricks, and get a bit inspired with how you might want to use this in your business. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end of the interview, my guest is also going to be sharing his quickfire insider tips, which are brilliant, and they will help you maximize the performance of your email marketing as well. Plus, I'll share my take on it and outline some other ways we can help you improve your email marketing even more. So stay tuned to the end, everybody. Are you on WooCommerce? Then you need to know about the amazing deal Omnisend have created just for WooCommerce users. If you switch to Omnisend now, you'll get 30% off for 3 months, plus a $1,000 migration package for free. So there's no reason to be scared about moving email platforms. The Omnisend team are going to help you. They're going to help you too import your contacts from your current email marketing plugin, help you set up custom welcome and abandoned cart workflows, build 5 custom segments to improve your personalization, conversions and sales, create 2 pop-ups or sign-up forms for you that fit your brand and convert shoppers without being pushy, and set up a custom domain for your business so you're on top of all those new email deliverability requirements. How cool is that? So why not join the over 80,000 e-commerce brands using Omnisend today? Get that discount and amazing free migration package now via keepopt.com/woo. That's keepopt.com/WOO. In this episode, I'm chatting with email marketing expert Daniel Budai. Daniel has been doing email marketing since 2017, and he and his team have helped over 180 e-commerce brands to improve their sales. He's the CEO and founder of Budai Media, where they focus only on retention marketing, helping their clients both communicate better with their audience and increase retention of the best customers with laser-targeted segmentation and automation. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Chloe, and hey, everyone. Thank you for the invite. I'm really excited to be here today.
It's great. We were saying before we hit record, we finally managed to get you on the podcast because I've been trying to sort this out. And I should say none of this is Daniel's fault. The delay is entirely mine. So it's brilliant to finally have you here on the show. How did you end up in email marketing back in 2017?
Yeah, so I will try to keep it short. It could be a long story, actually. I studied geology at the university for 6 years, and I wanted to find a job in the petroleum industry. I really focused on that for quite many years. Back then in 2016, the oil prices dropped and I couldn't find a job. And, you know, I looked around the job market and actually I found a platform called Upwork, a freelancing platform. And I just started getting some gigs, really small gigs, like $20, $30, $50 for just writing some emails. And that's how I got started. And actually, I had to hire people very fast because my English was not perfect. I had a lot of typos. I'm just not good with typos. Even in my native language, I'm really bad there. So I had to find people very early. And I think that skill of hiring people that really helped me. And quite soon after 1 year, I started hiring native copywriters. And then after, we decided not only to take care of the copy, but also the whole strategy, including design, really the whole strategy, the offers. And we had to hire other people, designers, account managers. So actually, we became an agency within 2 years. And now we are 18 people from 7 different countries, focusing mostly on the US market and UK and Europe.
That's kind of mad, isn't it? From playing around on Upwork to an 18 people agency in what, 7 years? It's quite the growth trajectory.
Yeah, actually, at some point, we had even 30 people, 31. That was the max during COVID. Since then, we changed a lot on our strategy. Now we work with bigger clients. We became much more efficient. We use AI as well. And now we have fewer people. But I think now everyone is an A player in the team. So that was a good change.
You always have to rationalize every now and again, don't you? It's, everything has to keep optimizing, dare I say it.
Exactly.
Right, before I go off on my own podcast name, Daniel, you have suggested the fascinating topic of how to use predictive analytics in email marketing. So before we get into how to use it, should we use it, shouldn't we use it, and all that good stuff, what is using predictive analytics in email marketing? Please explain.
I think the short answer, yes, it's useful. That's why we talk about it. So definitely everyone should be educated on this topic. So I'm not really a software guy or a tech person here. So I will use not too many definitions. I try to keep it practical. Basically, my main experience is with an email tool called Klaviyo, but I'm aware of other tools as well. I've used more than 10 different email marketing software tools in the past few years. But basically, this is based on machine learning. There is AI in predictive analytics as well. I know these words are thrown everywhere nowadays, so that's why I just don't want to overuse it either. But basically, it's machine learning based. And I think the main thing really is that the software can recognize the patterns in the data. So I will tell you more in a few minutes, but the purchase behavior, the email engagement, what emails they engage with. So based on different historical data, it tries to predict the future based on different patterns that you could find yourself, but it would take, you know, a lot of time. So it's just easier to use machine learning.
Are we using this to try and predict who should get what message at which point in time? So is this about trying to predict who the best targets are, who the best segments are, what responds to what? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, you put it very well. So what people and when? I think these are the main things. And then we can talk about messaging, sending the right message, but that's less predictive, I would say. That's more AI, what AI finds the best message. That's a bit different topic. But yeah, what people and when? I think these are the two main things when it comes to predictive analytics.
Got you. So to help everyone get to grips with this, and we'll get into the what's and the whys in a minute, is there a use case you can share to help us really understand what it is?
So one of my favorite examples is an add-on flow. So this is called the estimated date of next order flow. This is an automation that we can set up. And basically here, we completely rely on the predictive analytics. So the software tells you when is the most likely this customer to buy again. Let's say, I don't know, Black Friday. That's very common. easy example. And then this automation gets activated on that day because we know that, okay, this person will buy at that day the most likely. And then we can send out a long flow to try to convince them to buy again. So I think that's an easy example, and many businesses can use it. Subscription-based businesses or businesses where you want to see more returning customers. So I can tell you more about this. But yeah, I don't know. Flow, it's one of my favorite examples.
Got you. So rather than doing a guess that 3 months after the last order is when you should be sending it, or going, we've analyzed it and on average it's 4.5 weeks or something, we've gone, system, you work out when the right time to launch this is for people and we'll just worry about the content.
Yeah.
Love that. Such a good example as well. Thank you, Daniel. Now, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but in my head it's going, right, for this to work well, we must need a certain volume of data. So is there a size of business this works well for, or kind of anything else the audience should know about not touching it or definitely touching it, depending on whether they're ready or not?
Yeah, I think most businesses, they definitely qualify for this criteria listening to this podcast. But yeah, let me tell you the main one. So basically, there are three things that you need. One is a minimum days of order history. So you cannot set this up for a completely new Shopify store. You typically need at least 6 months of data in your store. And then also a minimum number of total orders for this store. So that's around 500. That's what they say. I think 1,000, it's better. You will have much better data. And the third thing is the minimum number of orders. So you need at least a couple hundred of customers who purchased at least 3 times during their lifetime. So most businesses, they qualify for this, but for a completely new store, you cannot set this up. Even if you meet this criteria, the more data you have, more returning customers, more years of order history, you will have much better analytics, predictive analytics. So more data, the better it will be.
Is there a number at which, you know, when you, because you must be looking at loads of people's email accounts, is there a number where you look at the account and go, oh my God, I can't believe they've not got this turned on? Or, you know, in the same way, a number where you look at it and you go, oh, that's probably not going to work for them yet. When does this become an absolute no-brainer, and when is it still a bit scratchy?
Definitely. Like, there are a few brands, subscription brands, very consumable brands like beverages or even vapes or, you know, those type pet products, pet food, where people buy those every month and then they come to me, okay, this business, this Shopify store or Magento store, it exists for 10 years, a lot of data, and they don't use it. They just try to solve this manually every month, an email, you know, and so many things could be optimized there. So definitely I can see those stores. On the other end, I can also see those businesses, business owners who, you know, they are a bit too analytical, or they overthink. They like the technical things and they always try to find the top-notch things and they focus on that. But, you know, at that point, it just doesn't make sense. It also happens. And actually, I tell them if this happens. So, yeah, there are business owners like that and marketers like that.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for that extra clarity on that. So if we're one of those businesses where it's going to be clearly something we should test, almost certainly going to work for us, how do we get started? Is it literally just flicking a switch, or is it a bit more complicated than that?
Yeah. So this predictive analytics is, it's more like a group of things. Actually, Klaviyo will, and most email tools, they will create predictive analytics for you without you even knowing that. So you actually just have to find this in the software. Easiest way to find it, you go to the customer profiles, you check one particular customer, and actually there will be a section where you can see several estimates based on predictive analytics. It can tell you the historic customer lifetime value, which is not predicted, it's real. We know that, okay, this person has purchased for, I don't know, $700 in the past X years. And based on that and other data points, the predicted customer lifetime value is this amount, let's say 160. And then you will also get the data between the predicted average time between two orders, which is a very interesting number, I think. also the churn risk prediction, like what's the percentage of the likelihood that this person will never buy again from you, which is also really interesting. So you can see this based on each profile, and then you can go to segmentation and you can set up segments, you can create segments based on this data as well. The other thing is the when. What I think everyone should use is smart send time. Nowadays, I think it's very common in most email tools. So basically the email software predicts when is the best time to send out the email campaign. For that, you need at least 12,000 email subscribers in Klaviyo. But obviously, the more you have, the better. Once you have like 50, 70,000, then you get this data very easily. You send one campaign and after you will see when is the best time to send the campaign. So 50, 70,000 people in your on your email list and you will know these data.
I sometimes wonder if that when part of it has got built by someone who is just fed up of being asked, when's the best time to send my emails?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
Which is for every person with any skill in email in the world knows that is the most annoying question in email marketing.
But people, they still ask this. But now there is a better answer. Just use the software.
Yeah, finally, after a couple of decades, we've got a decent answer. Sorry, taking us off on a tangent there. One of the other interesting things you were saying in there was that the predictive analytics can help us work out who to suppress or who not to send data to. And that feels like as we move into, you know, an ever more privacy and data sensible world, not quite sure what the right adjective is to use there, that feels to me like a really good thing that we should be, to keep our data health up, to keep our deliverability up, we should be really embracing the there's probably no point in sending to this person anymore. Is it something you're actively using with the clients you're working with?
That's a good point, actually, because most people, they ask about, okay, who is the most profitable customer and who to email, but not many people ask, like, who are those people who we just shouldn't email those people? Maybe we should just suppress them. And actually, the churn risk prediction is a good one. So based on that, we can set up email campaign targets those people who are very likely to churn, and we try to win them back with an offer. But if it doesn't work out, then we can suppress them, or we can even ask them to unsubscribe. That's also a thing. So there are multiple ways, but definitely you can use predictive analytics, not just to find your best customers, but also those who don't want to hear about you anymore.
Yeah, which may seem, some of you may be listening thinking, well, what's the point of doing that? Email doesn't cost a lot. We'll just keep slamming them with emails. But it does cost, fundamentally.
Yeah, like in the past few weeks, I talked to companies having 10, 20, 25 domains, and each has a Klaviyo account, and they have millions of subscribers, and they pay, I think, a five-figure amount per month to the email software. So it costs a lot of money, and more than half of those people, they are not engaged. So that's, you could save that money and spend on an email agency.
yeah, exactly. And then you have that risk of someone getting annoyed with receiving your emails, and then that causing you not, people who want to receive your emails not getting your emails. But I'm straying into the world of deliverability, which I think is probably a box we'll keep closed in this podcast episode. Daniel, so is there anything we've missed out in predictive analytics that the audience needs to know about before they get started?
I already shared a few things about churn risk and future lifetime value and the add-on flow as well. I think that's a good starting point, actually, especially if you have a lot of returning buyers, or you have a lot of first-time buyers, but they don't buy for the second time. So you can really push them to buy again for the second time. Because actually, the first biggest friction point is get someone to buy from you for the first time. But right after that, the second biggest friction point is to get them to buy again from you for the second time. And, you know, you cannot build a stable long-term business without having returning customers. So that's super important. I think the last one is the smart send time. It has a bit of process that I would share here. I think it's good to be aware of this. So minimum 12,000 recipients. And how it works in most email tools, you have to send out a few email campaigns first. as an exploratory send. That's how it is called. You want to do this with email campaigns that are not time sensitive, because what the software will do, it will send out the email campaign across 24 hours. So let's say you have a list of, 24,000 people. Each hour, 1,000 emails will be sent out to 1,000 recipients. And then the software collects the data. So you have to do this a few times. Once it happens, it collects the data. You will know after a few campaigns when is the best time to send out the emails. After, you can shift to optimal send. And it means that the email campaign will be sent out only in 1 hour of the day. And maybe just a small caveat here. This is for the local time zone of each recipient and not your time zone. I know it's technical, but yeah, it's important.
But most of the good stuff is technical, isn't it? I mean, that's the way it is. So that's brilliant. Thank you for those extra hints and tips there, Daniel. I know they're going to really help the audience. It's been great picking your brains about predictive analytics. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Daniel's insider tips on email marketing and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. Are you on WooCommerce? Then you need to know about the amazing deal Omnisend have created just for WooCommerce users. If you switch to Omnisend now, you'll get 30% off for 3 months, plus a $1,000 migration package for free. So there's no reason to be scared about moving email platforms. The Omnisend team are going to help you. They're going to help you too import your contacts from your current email marketing plugin, help you set up custom welcome and abandoned cart workflows, build 5 custom segments to improve your personalization, conversions, and sales, create 2 pop-ups or sign-up forms for you that fit your brand and convert shoppers without being pushy, and set up a custom domain for your business so you're on top of all those new email deliverability requirements. How cool is that? So why not join the over 80,000 e-commerce brands using Omnisend today? Get that discount and amazing free migration package now via keepopt.com/woo. That's keepopt.com/WOO. Okay, Daniel, so far we've gone deep into predictive analytics. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of email marketing. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with email marketing, which of course does include all the things we've already been talking about. So Daniel, you ready for the insider tips?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Cool. Let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Actually, this is an advice to even myself, because sometimes I think it's good to have the newbie mindset yourself, especially when you are experienced. But I think the biggest thing is having mentors, having people who are more experienced than you are. If you have to pay for it, that's completely fine. Having people who are more experienced and those people who are ahead of you with a few steps, and you can really look up to those people, I think that's crucial. And having those from day one, that really accelerates everyone's journey.
Such a good piece of advice. Thank you for that, Daniel. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Yeah, great question. So probably I'm not the first one saying this, but simply just A-B testing and split testing all the time. So do this all the time. Always test something new. Always try to find a better version of your copy, of your design, of your strategy, your offer. Of course, don't test 2-3 many things at the same time, always one thing at a time. But I really try to push our team to do this as well and always have this mindset that always find a challenger variation. And if the new version is the winner, then keep using that and then find a new challenger and always keep testing.
Love that. Yeah, it's the heart of any successful email strategy is all that A-B testing. Okay, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yeah, so a bit of self-promo here. So I would definitely recommend my YouTube channel. You can find it, just Google my name and you will find it on YouTube. And also, yeah, we have 2 really good resources. One is our 50-point checklist, which is a free audit guide that every e-commerce business they can use. It's on our website. And another resource is, so up to date, we sent out 500 million emails on behalf of our clients, and we collected the top 100, the highest converting 100. And we collected them as a guide, and you can also find it on our website. So I think these two guides and the YouTube channel.
Cool. And how are we spelling the website URL so people can go and grab those guides from you?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So it's thebuddhaimedia.com. So thebuddhaimedia.com. media.com.
Simple as that, everybody. Go grab those downloads and have a look at what Daniel's up to on YouTube too. Finally, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
I'm really excited about AI in general. And last year in 23, I think it completely changed, not completely, but it changed copywriting a lot, especially with shorter copy and when it's just about urgency or scarcity. Nowadays, we use AI more than actual human copywriters. And I'm really excited to see this change to happen in design. I think this year it will happen, early next year. But I think in the next 1 year, design will change a lot. And how we think about design, designers, how they work, I think that's the next big thing.
Interesting. We shall see where that goes, Daniel. Thank you so much for being such an awesome guest. Before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business and get in touch, please?
Sure. So just Google our website. So it's thebuddhaimedia.com. Again, thebuddhaimedia.com. And there you find everything. So we focus on e-commerce businesses, and we help them with email and SMS marketing. That's something that we've been doing since 2017, so for a while. And I think this year we are hitting the $1 million generated revenue for our clients from email. So I'm really excited about that too. And yeah, if you think we should talk and we can help you, then feel free to hit that big green button on the website and book a call with me.
Excellent. Thank you, Daniel. And good luck on hitting the big seven figures. That would be very, very cool to do that in a year. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been lovely getting to ask you questions and learn about your take on email marketing. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for the invite. And thank you, everyone who listened to us today.
So there you go, the do's and don'ts of turning on those predictive analytics in your email marketing activity to improve your responses. Loads of really interesting ideas there from what Daniel was talking about, and also some areas to be careful of and to make sure you're in a good position to make them work. And if you turned them on the second you could and didn't see great results, but you've grown a lot since then, it might be time to have another look. You can get the links to all the things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com, or use our direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/the number of this episode into the URL bar, and you'll go straight to the correct page on the website to get all our notes about it. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of those other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. It's our second in email marketing month, and rather lovely, not planned at all, Daniel's optimization tip about A-B testing is exactly what we talked about in the last episode. So what should you listen to next? You should scroll up your feed to the previous episode and have a listen to our interview all about A-B testing throughout your email marketing account. And if you want things on email other than that, then we've covered email every single month since this podcast started. In fact, it was the very first topic we did way back in 2020. So you can find all our email marketing episodes if you go to keepopt.com/email, or just scroll back up the feed and listen to something with the word email at the beginning of the name. Have a great week. Make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you on WooCommerce? Then you need to know about the amazing deal Omnisend have created just for WooCommerce users. If you switch to Omnisend now, you'll get 30% off for 3 months. plus a $1,000 migration package for free. So there's no reason to be scared about moving email platforms. The Omnisend team are going to help you. They're going to help you too import your contacts from your current email marketing plugin, help you set up custom welcome and abandoned cart workflows, build 5 custom segments to improve your personalization, conversions and sales, create 2 pop-ups or sign-up forms for you that fit your brand and convert shoppers without being pushy, and set up a custom domain for your business so you're on top of all those new email deliverability requirements. How cool is that? So why not join the over 80,000 e-commerce brands using Omnisend today? Get that discount and amazing free migration package now via keepopt.com/woo. That's keepopt.com/WOO.